Good evening. This is WX2PJR. My name is Paul with the Black River Rally ServiceNet. This net meets nightly at 9 p.m. on the Boonville repeater, 146655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and any interested hands are encouraged to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break the net at any time. Is there any emergency traffic at this time? It gets me every time. I don't know why. Anyways, not hearing any. Are there any mobiles or portables out there wishing to check in? Call WX2PJR. I will now take regulars and guests. Call WX2PJR. My name is Paul.
WX2PJR, this is KD2AIT. Good evening.
KD2VLA.
WV2RUQ.
Alrighty, I've got KD2AIT, KA2VLA, and WV2RUQ. Let's go up to the top. KD2AIT, Jeff, come on in.
Good evening, this is KD2AIT. We're up here at camp today. We did a lot of work, and we're just kind of kicking back here, relaxing with a campfire. We had a low here today of 39, a high of 79, and it's currently 56 degrees. Oh, I'm sorry, 55 degrees. We've just been up here at camp enjoying ourselves. We did some fishing today up on the, down on the Black River, and I don't know if Clint was in here or not. We stepped out of here for about 4 or 5 hours while we went back to my house and we did some fishing. But the black flies are just coming out now, and they're just starting to get annoying. So it'll be good when we go home tomorrow. So that's about it. WX2PJR, this is KD2AIT.
Yeah, right there, Jeff. Not too bad with that. Yeah, good day to be up there, that's for sure. 39 and I think you said what, 79, I think, something like that. Anyways, warm enough. 39 is good enough too, didn't even get to freezing, so there you go. So things are growing. And the whole fishing thing, not too bad with that. I did that yesterday a little bit. Down at the creek there, and the black, they were out, but they weren't fighting when I was there. Yeah, probably near sunset, they probably started to get a little feisty. But, anyways, I wasn't there that long, though. I kind of left early. Not literally. I was there pretty much all day. Yeah, the sunfish and everything that I wanted was biting, pretty much. Don't know why. But it was still a good day. Any day fishing is better than a day at work, so they say. Anyways, thanks for the check-in there, Jeff. Have a good one, and let's go to KA2VLA, Clint. Come on in.
Good evening, Paul. I have trouble remembering your call sign. Well, I had a yard day. Worked around the garden. Got the weed eater started. Trim out things. Mowed the lawn yesterday. Get the trimming done today. Brush fire or grass fire going over a forest board. I thought Jeff should know about it. He probably hear. Well, he probably won't hear anything back at camp. It's not like living in the village and hearing all the firemen going by. But they've called for the brush truck for Boone villains and some help to help control it on the Kincaid Road. So that's about all our news. We'll say 73s.
Yeah, right there, Clint. I don't know what's going on. Mic issue or something, but it cut you off there at the end for some odd reason. But anyways, brush fire, yeah, that definitely can't be good. It's been really dry. Hopefully it doesn't get too out of control. The wind's not too strong, at least in most spots, from what I understand, or from what I'm seeing here. So hopefully they'll get it under control. Even though fires do nature do like to make their own wind, so anyways, hopefully though it doesn't do anything dramatic. But this, it's kind of gotten a lot, quite dry out there. Hopefully we will see a little rain by the end of the week here, but the temperatures are still going to be up, so that's good. Anyways, what is it, 64 here right now, and, oh yeah, the call, by the way, is WX2PJR, Whiskey X-Ray 2, Papa Juliet Romeo. So there you go. Anyways, but thanks for that check in there, Clint. Have a good one, and let's go down to WB2RUQ. John, come on in.
Yeah, Paul, WX2PJR, WB2RUQ, here in the Hudson Valley, which was sunny all day. In fact, I think we hit a high of 79 also. It is currently 63 degrees, and we expect another good day tomorrow. So, all in all, not bad. Nothing else to report. It was just a nice, relaxing Saturday. And every good Saturday is better than a day at work. All right, Paul, I'll throw this back to you. WB2RUQ.
Break. Go ahead with the break.
It's KD2AIT. I just want to say to WB2RUQ, if you could hang out after the net, we'd like to talk with you.
WB2RUQ, affirmative.
Thank you. Back to net.
Ready there. Not too bad with that. And let's see here. Thanks for the check in there, John. Kind of lost track what you were saying earlier. Anyways, I know. Kind of got sidetracked here for a second. Cat wanted attention. Happens every once in a while. It's all about her. Anyways. So sorry about that. And and also another thing I was thinking is like, geez, I've had three generations of caprins on here tonight. That's crazy. Anyways, or is it really? Let's see here, with that, is there anyone else out there wishing to check into the Black River Valley Service Net? This is WX2PJR.
KA2ZMZ.
WX2PJR, W3JX2. Alrighty, I've got KA2ZMZ. Jack, I believe it is. Let's see, and W3JXQ. Let's go up to KA2ZMZ. Come on in.
Okay, well, good evening to everybody. Sounds like you have a nice group in here tonight. And we're about 63 degrees here as well, and just outside of Syracuse in Liverpool. And we got into about 70, low 70s today. Not quite as warm as yesterday or the day before. But a very pleasant day. It's my kind of temperature. So we'll just say 73s to all. KA2ZMZ.
Yeah, right there, Jack. Not too bad with that. Yep, nice day today. It was quite pleasant out there. I didn't mind it. I was out there most of the day with a wedding, and it was outside, and yeah, it went well, so weather couldn't have been much better for that. What else here did I do today? But yeah, that's pretty much the extent of my day. Thanks for the check in there, and have a good one. And let's see, let's go down to W3JXQ, I think it is. Come on in.
Good evening, name here is Brad. We're in Woodgate, visiting at our camp, and we came up from Pennsylvania today to check out my rain barrels. We don't have a well at our camp, so I collect the rainwater, and I have four 55-gallon drums, which are about half full, which is, considering that we haven't had a whole lot of rain lately up here, it's pretty good. It's plenty of water for us to shower and, you know, things like that. We don't drink it. You never know exactly what's in there. That was it. It was a beautiful day, and we'll be heading home tomorrow. So I'm going to say 73. So this is W3JSQ. Just kind of looking around. I was curious where you were exactly, so I went to the QAZ page and was curious where you were from. But anyway, it's been a good weekend to come up here, and thanks for the check-in. Not a bad trip into the repeater from where you are. So, I mean, you're not in Pennsylvania, but I mean, it's a good trip in there. Sounding good. And, let's see. Definitely a nice weekend kind of get it all opened up, I guess. So this is WX2PJR with the Black River Valley ServiceNet. Anyone else out there wishing to check in, call WX2PJR. Alrighty, I guess I'll make this, anyone out there, questions, comments, changes in traffic for the net, over. Alrighty, I guess I'll make this last call. Last call for the Black River Valley ServiceNet. And not hearing any. We had 6 good check-ins, including myself, and about 14 minutes of airtime. Not too bad. So thanks everybody for checking in tonight. Enjoy the night. Don't let the black flies carry you away if you're up in the woods. Aye aye. And this is WX2PJR, clear, and returning the 146655 repeater back to normal image use. 73s, everybody.
82AIT, WB2RUQ.
WB2RUQ, this is KD2AIT. What's going on tonight?
Absolutely nothing. I'm just sitting back here having a nice cold beer and watching a movie on the Apple TV there, the Mark Wahlberg movie with Broken City, I think is the name of it. And that's about it. It's a fairly busy day. We're up in Ellenville for quite a while this morning, and then back putzing around here and trying out a new recipe. That's about it. How's it going there? Did you guys catch any fish? WB2REQ.
Well, I caught some fish. I caught 2 in the last 2 days, but they're really not biting like crazy. And Jeff caught quite a few rat's nests there in his reel. He had some pretty old lines. So, they're really not... you're kind of lucky if you get anything right now. It's cold. If you're in there with some live bait and stuff, you might have some action, but anything with lures right now, they're really not, they're not hitting that well. Though I did get one down at the 4-ton bridge down there on Edmonds Road. It was, I don't know how big it was, but it was one of the biggest rainbows I've gotten in a while. And since it was the only one I caught, I ended up letting it go, and we came back here because we were heading to camp, and I don't want to make a big mess with just one fish. If we have 4 or 5 of them, that's a different story.
Okay. Of course, when you let them go, they get bigger. All right, so I take it you guys are down enjoying the camp for the evening, then.
Roger that. We've been working our butts off down here, but at a leisurely pace, let's put it that way. We cut down quite a few trees, and Jeff took down quite a few big ones here, and we've done a lot of chainsawing, and we cleared out this one spot where I'm looking to put in a tree stand, and we did it in the heat of the day today, and then all of a sudden the black flies came out. Yesterday they were out there, but they were kind of dopey. Occasionally they bump into you, but nothing was really biting, and they weren't really a nuisance. But today they've stepped up their game a little bit, and chainsaw was about the best thing you could do because the exhaust kept the flies off you.
Yeah, I suspect they're hungry, hungry, hungry. So, they'll start. The woods will be thick with them. All right. Well, that's pretty much here, Jeff. Say hi to Jeff and enjoy the evening and enjoy it tomorrow. WB2RUQ.
All right. Yeah. I don't know what our plans are for tomorrow, but mostly it's just going to be getting the place closed up and getting out of here. We accomplished pretty much everything we set out to do, so I'm just going to sit by the campfire for a little bit here tonight and kick back and relax. All right. Well, we'll catch up with you later. And by the way, are you coming up next week or not?
Yeah, I haven't checked my calendar yet, but tentatively I'll probably, if it's clear, I'll be up Thursday. I got a meeting Wednesday I have to go to, and if Thursday's open, Thursday's the day I'm going to be coming up. WBQRE.
All right. I assume you're coming up for the day. If not, let me know if you're staying over. All right. Well, we'll let you go, and we'll catch up to you later. WB2RUQ, this is KD2AIT, clear on your final.
Okay, yeah, coming up it'll be just a day trip, and then the following week I'm supposed to be in Buffalo on Friday for a business, Apex business, so I'll probably be swinging up to Boonville on the way up and then coming back either probably Sunday. And then swing up to Boonville again, stop up, see Dad at the sunset. Excuse me. And then head on back home. All right. That's it here. This is WB2RUQ, and I'll be clear.
For the United County Traffic and Emergency Net. Looking for any stations that would like to check in tonight. With or without traffic, all stations are welcome as always. Stations, come now, please.
WX2, PJR. Good evening, Jack. No traffic.
KD2, AIT. Good evening, Jack. No traffic.
Okay, WX2, PJR. Pete, I guess I just talked to you, Paul, I should say. I just talked to you a few minutes ago, didn't I? Thanks for checking in. Appreciate it. And the same to you, Jeff, KD2AIT. Thank you both. Anyone else? Appreciate the check-ins as always. 7-3s to both. Have a good evening, good day tomorrow. Have a good night Sunday. Looks like another good day. KA2 Zenon's up.